Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.
Already on 30 degrees this morning, and it's only going to get warmer hitting the summer period. Of course, hitting 40 degrees most days since October, so it's only going to get more intense from here with the heat really picking up. So I was having a look through a few articles, and I stumbled across one article that is titled this. This is the headline: Expert Advice to Save on Your Power Bills This Summer. Now, as we all know, you run your aircon, and that's pretty much the main cause of power bills rising in the summertime, because on how are you supposed to sleep when it's sitting in the high 20s, low 30s? It's just ridiculous to be able to sleep. So aircon is almost a necessity, especially in the Northwest. So I've opened up this article, and this is all done by an expert. I do that in quotations. Shelpa Moen. She's an interior designer at DDC Architecture, and wrote up this article about ways to save on your power bill by finding other alternatives to cool your house down other than using the air conditioner. Now, first of all, they said installing plants inside and outside. Plant walls are a great way to bring in natural cooling ways throughout the house. So there you go. There's one in there. Bifold doors are apparently a fantastic solution. So you just install your bifold doors, can open up a nice breezeway, open a window opposite it. Perfect. Also, they suggested pebbles in your outdoor areas. You get the white pebbles. They keep it nice and cool and are also soft on the feet. Also suggested aloe vera plants and al fresco dining sets. Yep, they use a lot of stone in al fresco and light timbers, so it keeps it nice and cool. All well and good, because what you want to do is save money on your power bill. But let's go through this, shall we? A wall plant. So I had a look on the Bunnings website. A wall plant That's just one. $160. Bifold doors. If you're looking to put three of them, three bifolds, and this doesn't include installation or anything. This is just the doors. We're looking at $4,000. Okay, add that to the list. Pebbles to cover 5 square meters. Who knows? You probably need a fair bit more, but 5 square meters, $200. Aloe vera plants, $15 each. So let's say we get two. And an al fresco dining set. They're never cheap, these ones. A lot of stone and stuff. And I found one, and the most budget one on the Bunnings website, $2,000. So let's add this up real quick. A grand total of $6,390. But lucky you'll save on your power bill, eh?
Get up with JV.
On Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
Being in contact with our good mate Melissa from the Hit Squad. Now, we've heard that there's Bundaberg rum-infused ice break ice coffees. So it's done at a point where it's under a certain amount of alcohol, so it can just be served in cafes. It's not going to get you drunk or anything. You get sick from drinking too much iced coffee and milk before you get any sort of buzz from it. But I am so curious to taste it. So Melissa's been on the hunt for it this week. Now, we've received word that she might be able to get some tomorrow. So we'll be definitely hunting as quickly as we can tomorrow morning for the Bundy Rum Infused Iced Coffee. But yesterday I was trying to call her to get an update to see how she'd gone. And I'm, as you might know, I'm a bit of a weirdo when it comes to leaving voicemails. Anyone that gets a voicemail from me, I guess it's sort of my way of punishing them for not answering the phone. I leave ridiculous sounding voicemails. I sing songs. I do all sorts of weird stuff. And yesterday, this comes with a pre-warning. It is horrible. This is my attempt to call Melissa. Pick up your bloody phone, because it's JP and I want to get a rum infused with iced coffee. Motherfucker, yeah. Yeah, that was yesterday's voicemail that I left her. So I thought I left her that. Turns out that I did leave her another message after, but that was actually the wrong number that I dialed. So I got a call back from a woman named Margaret in New South Wales, and I'd like to take the time to apologize to that woman right now.
Get up with JB.
On Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
Recently went overseas. Now, for those who have been overseas, generally being in North Queensland, the flying spot is into Brisbane. And for those who have done it, especially recently, it is a little bit chaotic. And you're walking in, and there's all the Border Force people, and of course I'm not doing anything wrong, but still they like stare at you, and everyone's a bit intense, and on the outside I'm looking happy and calm. On the inside I'm a little bit like Osher.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it's a little bit of panic-stricken state. A lot of people are sort of rushing through. I guess people have connecting flights, and as soon as you get in there... It is chaotic, and when I was coming home, I had a packet of lollies that I'd purchased overseas in Fiji, and when you come back in, you have to fill out a little declaration form to see if you have any foreign objects to declare. Now, I get a little bit confused with some of the questions. They say any food item and stuff, so there I was going, is this classed as a food item? But I didn't declare it. And so I'm walking through absolutely freaking a nut, terrified that they're just going to grab me and arrest me for 25 years for bringing back in a packet of lollies from Fiji. But I tell you what, I was freaking over that. It was all well. I got in eventually. But this 45-year-old Vietnamese woman, she must have been absolutely freaking, and for good cause. She has ended up being deported. Now, get this. She is. There's new laws that have come in, new quarantine laws, and it's basically to try and keep the African swine fever out of Australia. Fair enough. But this woman, get this, was carrying on her person 4.6 kilograms of pork, 470 grams of eggs, along with kilos of quail, pate, fruit, garlic, and squid, which she didn't declare to officers. Now, see, I was a little confused of whether I had to declare lollies, but with this, I think it's pretty safe, and I don't know whether this woman knew, but you can actually get those things in Australia. Yeah, we have pork, and we have garlic. Also, we have some squid. We are an island.
Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.